Manitoba Mornings with Jordan and Garth on NCIFM.
7:25 this morning on the NCI lines, we have Louis Bezich. He's got a book. He's talking about men's health because 72% of Canadian men are living unhealthy lifestyles, which is not good because, Garth, you fall in that category right there.
I think so. I kind of remember what my doctor looks like, but it's maybe been a while. And I'm guessing you're going to tell me that's wrong, eh? I should probably be going a bit more often.
Yes, at least once a year for a checkup and have a good relationship with your primary care doctor. But thanks, guys, for having me on this morning. I really appreciate it. And I hope I can spread the gospel of healthy behavior for men, particularly men over 50, my focus, throughout your area.
So I guess I'm a little under that age by about a decade, but still, I mean, like, I don't think I went to the doctor at all during my 20s, and I don't think that that's an unusual scenario for men, although maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe not the healthiest lifestyle, but here I am. But it's, I guess, never too late, eh?
No, it's never too late. All the literature and the experts will tell you that the human body, despite the abuse that sometimes we give it, is tremendously resilient. But to your point about not seeing the doctor and not focusing on health, it's unfortunately a very common trait amongst men of all ages, both here in the United States where I'm at, as well as Canada. And, there's a lot of reasons for it, but most of them are reasons that, as a men's health advocate, I reject. They all have to do with a sort of a Neanderthal caveman. I'll be strong and right. Fit forever. And, of course, that is not founded in any fact whatsoever. And, it's particularly prevalent among the guys that I've studied, which, again, are 50 and older, mainly because the attributes of men of all ages really become that much more visible in men over 50. You know, when we hit that age and you'd think we'd say to ourselves, hey, there's really, we're in the second half of the game of life. There's so much to look forward in terms of graduations and weddings and grandchildren and travel or retirement, maybe a second or third career, whatever it is, that volunteerism that really motivates you, that we would step back and think about taking care of ourselves, because being healthy is fundamental to enjoying all those opportunities. But of course we don't. We become more sedentary, neglect our health, and consequently die younger than women, and also have much more chronic disease than women. And so I think that that's not a good way to live. And the other aspect, Jordan and Garth, is that it's a... as you point out, you know, it's sort of become part of our societal culture that, you know, of course, it's, you know, the older you get, the more you neglect your health, and that's sort of just the way it is. Well, that is a horrible, horrible legacy to leave to the next generation, and not the kind of role model that we want to, to give to the next generation. So that's why I suggested in my book, Crack the Code, that, the current model has failed us. In other words, our current approach was, jump right into the latest diet and exercise craze and try that out and see if it works. And, of course, it doesn't work. You know, New Year's resolutions go unfulfilled, et cetera. So what I advocate for is to step back, and before you do the gym membership, before you, try the latest diet craze or fad, step back and think about what's most important in your life. So because the guys that I've studied really are motivated by their social agenda, so to speak, their most emotional relationships. And they really see their health as a means to an end. And the end game, what puts the fire in your belly and keeps you motivated, are those social relationships, your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, whatever it is that really drives you.
Sure, you want to stick around to see those things. How would I know if I'm healthy or leading a healthy lifestyle at this point?
Well, there's really five criteria that I discuss in the book that most of the experts here in the U.S. and I believe probably in Canada subscribe to. Number one, you can't smoke. Number two, you need to wear a seatbelt. Number three, your BMI, your body mass index for a man has to be between 18 and 24.9. That's the range. Anything beyond that is not considered to be healthy. And then the other two key factors of the five. One, diet, you need to eat fruits and vegetables, 5 servings a day. And number five is exercise. You have to exercise at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, or about 150 minutes over the course of a week. If you do those things, that's the criteria for a healthy lifestyle. And again, I surveyed 1,000 men nationwide in the U.S. who were over 50 who met that criteria and really learned about and asked them a lot of questions about where they get their motivation to live healthy. And again, it was those their social relationships.
So let me ask you, Lewis, how does one get started? Say you're out of shape, you're a smoker, you have all the things that you mentioned that you shouldn't do, and you're that candidate. How does one take the first couple steps to get on that path? Because if you look at it, it's overwhelming. I know myself, I juggle with weight all the time, and it's always a challenge. So what would be the first step, would you say, to get things in order?
Well, before I get to the specific behavioral things like go see your doctor. What I advocate for in the book is to build your social and your motivational platform. Find your why. Why is it that you should be in shape? What is that end game that you really, that inspires you? Because that's what you need to do. And as I, again, give tips in the book about is to have something that motivates you every day, every week, every month, every year. It can be little things like what I call micro motivators. Or it could be big things like we've got a big trip coming up or there's a big birthday coming up or some type of a family event. There are all kinds of things during the course of a year that can give you a focal point and a means to get motivated. And once you build that motivational platform, then you can embark on the behaviors like going to see your doctor, like starting small with just a walk around the block, perhaps walking around the block with your spouse or a friend. What I've discovered in my research is that what the healthy guys do is they mix their behaviors or healthy behaviors with their social agenda. So they'll do things like run a 5K race with an adult child, or swim at the ocean with their granddaughter, or as I said, take a walk a couple of nights a week with a spouse. That seems to be the formula that works. And then specifically we can get into the diet and exercise tips if you'd like.
Yeah, so we're just about out of time here. The book is called Crack the Code. What's the best way for somebody who's interested in that to get their hands on it?
They can go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and buy the book online. I'd also suggest that they go to my website, 5050plusmen.com. You'll see it's a virtual clearinghouse for tips and motivational ideas for men 50 and older. And also for women and the people that love our men that are 50 and older, because there's a whole loving constituency out there that really needs to tune into this kind of thing.
And I think that's kind of what we forget about sometimes. So thanks for that reminder. Thanks for letting us know. And again, Crack the Code, the name of the book. Head over to Amazon. It's Prime Days. Throw it in with your order and get it at your house in a couple days. You can start right away, eh?
There you go. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lewis.